Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi there.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how Jill hires support staff. It sounds boring, but it's incredibly important.
Oh, it's a process.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Christian asks, hey, everyone. I've been going over the program and listening to lots of podcasts and Thursday calls. Note from Jill, those are free right now to the public, FYI. And I'm rapidly coming to the conclusion that I don't know what I'm doing. I have almost no business experience and literally no real estate experience. I've signed a few leases, but that's it. Oh, that's okay. Can you guys suggest some basic and accessible books, websites, YouTube channels, etc., that I could use to learn the basics of how real estate works? I'm more or less understanding most of what I'm reading and hearing here, but it's hard to get a handle on things without a basic framework of knowledge. So any help would be greatly appreciated. Aw, good stuff.
Boy, I'll tell you, what a great question.
Mm-hmm.
And this show and all of our written material covers all the details for every step of the way on how to get through your first acquisition and sale. Or your 16,000, I guess,
mm-hmm.
which is about what we're on, Jill and I are on. So, again, you know, it's really hard. We've all been standing exactly where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
You know what? You probably have everything at your fingertips, Christian, and it's just pushing the button kind of thing, you know, and just diving in. But you're already here, so you've kind of already done that, which is good.
So like anything else, you just take it step by step.
Yep. And use us.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying use our community. We were talking about this a few minutes ago. I know that we have the most helpful, considerate, by design, great group of individuals here that will, us included, help you every step of the way.
Yeah.
So you get hung up on something, like that's what landinvestors.com, that online community, is for. You know, go any little question, like, all right, I'm about to push the button on this. Am I missing anything? And everybody will weigh in and help you.
Yeah. I mean, here's the basic steps. You target or pick an area where you want to send offers, blind offers. Step two, you price the area and send the offers. We have the tools for all of this stuff every step of the way. Step three, you field the calls or hire somebody to field the calls and then choose the offers and or the ones that you want to buy. You buy them, prep them for sale on the internet, and sell them. And I know I'm skipping along the top here, but and again, I'll throw out our written materials and on our websites. You're going to find the answers to all of this. Start at landinvestors.com and really ask this question. And I'd love to see, like Jill said,
mm-hmm.
this is, you have to really deconstruct it.
You know what else?
And model yourself after somebody who's really good at it, either us or like Luke Smith, or there's several other people, Tori Watson. There's a lot of people in our group who are really, really successful.
Well, I was going to say too, Christian, you're not alone. Most individuals go over all the information more than one time. Some several times.
Especially so, chapter five in the program that we have, the cash flow from land program.
Right, when you're really getting into learning how to work with the data, you know, how to select the county, all that good stuff. You're not crazy. This does not come easy to most of us. But once you get into it and you understand, you're like, oh, now I get it. A light bulb will go off, Christian.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
Like math.
Well, you know, and like you probably heard me say too, my 10 deals thing. That's why I say that. You're not going to be comfortable. I mean, so think of the people around you and in our community that have 20, 30 deals under their belt. They felt the same as you on deal 2, 3, 4, and 5, you know, until pretty much about 10. So, you know, be patient and you're not alone. It's going to take that long to go, okay, that's it. Got it. Now I understand.
Here's a motivational story, and it's very brief. Jill and I know a contractor who's probably 20 years our senior. And he's a snowbird, and he comes down from Iowa every year. And a long time, we've known this guy for 15 or 20 years, probably 15. I've known him for 15 years. And he told me this story one time. When he was a really young guy with the shirt on his back, he was sitting in an office. He was sitting among several other sales guys in an office trying to get contractor work, and he was sitting next to a guy that was a broom salesman, and a light bulb went off over his head, and he said, so this guy, maybe this guy's going to sell a couple of brooms today, and maybe next month the brooms are going to wear out, and he's going to come back and sell them. If I sell this guy what I'm selling, which is commercial contractor work, and it all works out, I'll maybe make a couple $100 million with this guy over the course of my career. And he did. He signed the guy up, and he still knows him today. So my
you mean hired him to do his stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Because if he can sell a broom, he can sell this.
He hired Ron.
Yeah.
Then he said, and then he had this thought. He had this thought.
Wait, our friend was a broom salesman?
No, Jill.
Sorry. You said he hired him. I'm like, wait a minute.
Let me start over.
I'm all confused.
Our buddy Ron, who's a commercial contractor in Iowa, was sitting next to, in a lobby, a broom salesman. And the light bulb went off to his head and said, this guy's going to sell some brooms today.
Okay.
And what did he do in the end? He sold some brooms. If I sell my contractor services to this guy, what am I going to sell? Well, maybe a couple $100 million over and over and over again over the years if this guy does what he says. So, and he did. He sold him. So you're in the, if you succeed at this, you're going to set yourself up for a lifelong income stream. So you've chosen correctly is my point. So I know it seems daunting in the beginning, but it's super, super simple. Just take it step by step and reach out to everybody in our group constantly to the point where you're annoying. And you'll have all the answers you need. It's all here. We have all the tools. And if we don't have the tools, we know where to point you. And believe me, the tools are in development that you need. So good work and welcome. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, how does Jill hire support staff? This is the meat of the show. So it seems silly, but man, it's so important. You're only as good as the people that are working with you. So how do you hire? What do you do?
It's a process. Let me tell you, know what? And I've learned it takes a lot. You have to hire, literally get all to the point and hire several people before you really find one that sticks and then one that clicks with you. So I'm in the process right now. I've hired two. I'm about to hire a third person because I'm really ramping up for some good stuff. We're just that busy, let's be honest. So the process for me, and this is, man, let me tell you, over trial and error. It's funny that there's a difference in talent and what you get out there on places like Indeed versus Craigslist. Don't know why, but there is. Now, I still go for both. It's kind of like how we say when you market your property, put it out there all over the place, let it be known. So I do that. You know, I've even put it on social media and things too, then I'm looking to hire people. So the one thing about social media is I have it comes back where it's like, hey, my friend, and they think their friend is a rock star and they may not be a rock star. So you got to be careful of that.
Exactly.
So that has backfired on me. But you do have to put it out there all over the place. And it's funny, I've learned that you've got to have people that are a little bit intrigued, but not too much intrigued. Seriously, I've had people that are like...
It sounds like a date.
Well, almost. Yeah, you're right. They're all a little too into you. Seriously, that's not the guy you want to date, and that's not the person you want to hire. They're a little too excited. Like, oh no, this could be bad, because they're going to be stalker, and you don't want that. So, you're a stalker employee. So anyway, that can happen too, by the way. So I've learned. So what I do now is I have a whole process. And if I follow the process all the way through to the end, I stand the best chances of getting a good employee. So first thing I do, I don't waste anybody's time. We're not coming in. We're not meeting in person. You have a great resume. I need to hear how you sound on the phone. I got to talk to you.
Yeah, excellent, Joe.
So I send them a calendar invite, and they can pick the time on my calendar. And that's like a first test too for me too. Can you figure this out? Are you that interested? You know, and set up a calendar invite. And then what we're going to do from there, just have a talk on the phone. You know, well, let me back up. One little thing too, by the way, I have to be honest with you. I do, before I send this calendar invite, I check them out on the internet. Like, our people check us out. I check them out. I look them up on Facebook. I look them up on LinkedIn. I want to make sure that their resume matches their background and they're not, you know, crazy people.
Exactly.
So you know what? And that's just the way the world is, and everybody should be doing their homework.
Here's a few helpful tips for me that I have. I have a real simple basic checklist to see what if they can make it through the door. What you're really hiring for, like it or not, is somebody who's really good on the computer. I mean, in any of these positions that we have, They have to be able to type really well. They have to be able to have good grammar, written grammar. They need to know how to use Excel fairly well. It used to be that people would go to work. I'm old enough to remember when you would go to work and you would just use the program that was designed for the job that you were doing.
Proprietary, all the proprietary.
Yeah, so, and that's just not the case now. And then if something was broken in the computer, it didn't work for some reason.
Called your IT staff. They would actually come over too sometimes.
And take the afternoon off while they fixed it.
Yeah.
That's just not how it works now. You're responsible for everything that goes on in the computer. So what you're really doing is hiring a person who's really, really good at computers. And then
you have a personality. You have to have the attitude.
With a good attitude.
Right. I can teach them a lot of stuff.
Me too.
But I can't teach them pleasantries and grammar. I'm not going to do that, by the way.
Right.
So you got to have that first of all. So, okay. So let's just say they pass that test. What's my next phase? You know what? I know it sounds silly, but I've gone and bought those Excel tests. You can go to these companies online and you put in the person's email and it emails them a link to go and do an Excel test. And you can do all kinds of different tests. It's really cool. Even personality tests, which I don't really get into. I don't need that. But I do the technical ones. And I want to make sure they could do basic and I wanted them to do basic and intermediate Excel stuff. They don't have to be a rock star. They don't have to be you, Jack. But they need to know their way around because they need to be able to do a mail merge and little things like that. So,
exactly.
So much. Because that's really all of the stuff that we knew nowadays, it's all on the computer. And I want to be comfortable. That reminds me. You brought this up a few minutes ago. I actually had an employee from a temp agency. I'm done with temp agencies now, by the way. Because that's not what it used to be.
Yeah.
But I had a girl and, oh my gosh, we were all in the same room at one time. Remember, we were getting ready to transition. It was a long time ago. We were transitioning to a bigger setup where we had like four offices after that. But at one point, we were all kind of, well, you know what? We had multiple offices, but I think we were all working together too, just to try to, you know, get to know each other and everything. Anyway, so this girl, she couldn't figure out what was wrong with her computer. And she called Aaron over and Aaron said, "Your monitor's off." And Aaron, I'm like, and it was so funny because Jack's at one side of the room and I'm at the other. So we both looked at each other. And we knew, well, right. Writing on the wall.
One of the good things about hiring from a temp agency is you don't actually have to fire that person.
No, that was nice. That night, I just called the agency. I said, yes, she's not coming back. And they said, okay. And I said, we'll have our stuff waiting out front with the receptionist. And they said, okay. So that I didn't have to do anything of that. That was beneficial. Okay, so I take them through Excel. And then if they get that far, now I'm going to do an in-person interview. And that's when that's my really get to know them time. And if I can't do an in-person interview for whatever reason, I just had one the other day, I will do a Skype interview. And that's a pretty big deal, doing a Skype video interview. And I did one with this girl. She was driving cross country in an RV, bouncing around. Her husband's driving. It was the coolest thing ever. And I was so darn impressed. She was on it, man. And I hired her. So I actually have not met her in person yet, but I'm like, you're in.
You know, when you listen to Jill on this show, you just think she's a sweet, loving, and she is.
Thank
but
you.
But when it comes to employees and work, because she's been burned so many times by being the nice guy.
Yeah.
For her to say that about someone, we had a good interview. It never happens. She probably interviews 20 people and she says that one time, maybe.
Yeah.
That's the truth. You have to go through 10 people.
I've
literally
screened between 100 people. And 200 people right now.
Right.
And I think I set up, I'll tell you how it just went. I just screened between 100 and 200 people. I sent calendar invites to maybe 20.
Here's the numbers. Good.
Yeah. 20 people got through that phase, through my, you know, it looks like they had what they needed. Then we did maybe 10 to 12 actual phone calls, because half of those people say, you know, 40% didn't even reply. Like it went in their spam or who knows what. They did something else.
They just applied for every single job.
Right. They didn't even were looking.
They don't care.
So didn't sing to them, and that's fine. So that happens. And then now I have one strong, I hired two. I got one more two more in-person interviews coming up this week and one more phone call, and then I'm probably gonna shut it down for a while. So if I get two people out of this, you know, so that's the thing, 200 to two, that's what it takes.
Yeah, I mean, in IT, you actually hire 10 people and work with them, and that for a while, and then one lasts. It's pretty sad.
Right.
I mean, this sounds like a silly topic, but I've throughout the year, one of the reasons you listen to the show probably is because we have a ton of experience and we're trying to help. So hiring the people under you I mean, if you have the wrong person or the wrong virtual assistant, get rid of them, man. Trust me. Just get rid of them as fast as you can. Don't give them sixth and seventh and eighth chances. It really dramatically changes how much money you make mm-hmm. and how many deals you do.
There's stuff you can teach, stuff you can't teach.
You can, with a good attitude and the right basic skills, you can take, and you then spend time, like kids, you know, you spend time with them. If they have a good attitude, they're going to be lifelong.
What do you do with a kid with a bad attitude? kick him, but you can't fire him.
That's for a different show. I have a plan. I have some experience with that also.
How Jack fires children. What the heck? Oh.
And lastly, here's my point about employees. This is the speech I give new people after they pass the two-week test. We hire them, and then we work together for 2 weeks. We don't put them on the payroll because we want to see if they, you know, they check the a-hole.
It's got to be a good fit for them, too.
The speech I give them is, you're here to help me. I'm not here to help you. So there's a lot of people, especially the younger generation, that come in, and they look up to, like, Jill and I, like, we're mom and dad. Like, can you open this can of pop for me? Can you, you know, the printer's out of toner.
My computer, you hate that one, that's funny.
I fired somebody for saying that sentence to me. They were with me for 2 years, and she said, the printer's out of toner. And I said, yeah, that's good. You're done. This is your last day.
I'm sure it was more than just that.
Well, yeah,
it built up. That was
the last straw. So, but and all kidding aside, this is a huge issue. For some reason, there are certain people that just think that they're entitled to work someplace and get a bunch of help and kind of just chill out. And that's just not how we roll. You could never do 15,000 deals if you had that kind of attitude in the time span that we've done. Mm-hmm. We hustle.
Oh my gosh, do we ever.
I was telling Jill yesterday, she is the single hardest working person. Like
Thank
I said,
you,
she doesn't come on the show, she doesn't come off like that. She's the single hardest working person I've ever worked with, even when I was in public accounting.
Thank you.
Both from a time standpoint and your heart's in it and, you know, just moving forward. But
thank you.
And you hide it really well. You have a great attitude.
Thank you.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
You just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. So how many people do you have right now that are inbound, like you've hired?
Two. Yeah, one. Well, I have one that has a definite start date in a week and a half. I mean, she gave her notice. I mean, she's coming full on. And then the second one I'm meeting tomorrow, actually, to finalize her start date and then transition. She's going to be part-time to full-time because she's just moving here to the city. And then I have another phone interview tomorrow. Pretty hopeful. We'll see how it goes.
I hired a person. He's about a month and a half in, and he, you know him. And he's, you know how we say, run on these deals. It's like, oh my gosh, I got to run to the bank to get this deal done before they change their mind.
Right.
That's how I feel about this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, every day I turn around, he's got some new, great, unbelievable thing that he took on without me even asking. It's all done right and documented correctly. And I'm like, geez.
Exactly.
I gave him a bonus for no reason yet a week ago.
Hey,
I really did.
I know, I'm just kidding. That's good. I'm glad.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property. I got so excited I didn't know where I was.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.